back out for another day of county fair action here on WITY, courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios. This morning, Paris and the Edgar County Fairgrounds, the 2025 Edgar County Fair. A little bit later on today, we will shift our focus over to Champaign and Urbana and the Champaign County Fair 2025. Also courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios a little bit later on. Alongside Brendan Easter, Chad Baker for WITY. Brendan, we are over in the exhibit building. We do want to remind folks that today is the last day, I believe the last day, as it was stated on the sign on the door, for folks to come out for the 4-H breakfast options out here at the Edgar County Fair. Lots of good eating there in an air-conditioned environment to get the day started off on the right foot.
Glad we found that one out yesterday, so that way when we came out today, we came not only mentally prepared, but we brought our stomachs prepared for that breakfast.
Always good to get sustenance and nourishment to start the day out of heavy fair-going activities. Now we've made our way over to the exhibit building for the food that we cannot eat, but looks just delicious. There's a cereal, marshmallow bars, which I'll let you deduct the name brand of what that normally is tied to. There's coffee cakes, there's cookies, there's pies, there's scones, there's biscuits. All kinds of great baking and cooking items from 4-H over here. And, of course, there's a lot of other things, too. There's rockets, there's art, there's different projects. Somebody remodeled a table. There's some projects away from the exhibit hall in which folks have created like a three-panel display to demonstrate what they were working on. So there's a lot of things away from the barns that these kids are doing, and they're getting credited for, and they're going to go to state.
That's really exciting, because next to all of the groups of exhibits, they've even listed off who the state-bound representatives from Edgar County are going to be. And I can imagine those 4-H'ers are, that's going to be the time of their life, because that is what they've been working for all year. It's what they've been prepping their project for, and it's their time to shine on a much bigger stage.
And we've talked with Wyatt Williamson about just this group of 4-H'ers. He's got a great group down here. They are replenishing at a good number. That's what you really want. You want the young kids getting involved early on. It sets the course. It's not to say that it's impossible, but I think it's a little tougher for kids to kind of get involved a little bit later on. They do, but I think, you know, to really, you know, set that course for getting that 10-year membership in, because that's a big feather in the hat. It looks great on a resume. Not only that, but they already know the expectations and the focus of what 4-H is all about. They can really, really get the benefits from that. Even if you join later, let's say you join at like 7th and 8th grade, or even as a freshman in high school, you could still get the value of what being involved in 4-H is. But I think, you know, for the kids that have been dedicated since day one, you see it here with this group. And they churn out some great 10-year members every year, and that just shows the strength of this program down here in Edgar County. We've got to remember, you know, Edgar is a little bit more rural than what Vermilion is. You know, there's less cities. Paris is a town of about 9,000. Then you have, on the countryside, Kansas, which is like 900. So Crispin's got like 1,600 folks. So there's just not a huge population down here, but you see with the kids, though, they've got a 4-H representation here that a lot of kids in some of our neighboring counties like Iroquois, I won't say they have the numbers that Iroquois has, but, you know, they represent well down here.
Yeah, and it's, like you mentioned, the wide variety of projects is a testament to that, that you're getting kids who are interested in all kinds of different things, getting in to 4-H. Like, I'm looking at some of the fine arts exhibits off to our right. There's a model train. There's a Lego guitar. Somebody has built a miniature Pac-Man machine. Like, everyone's got their own unique interests, and they bring something new to 4-H with their interests, with their projects, with their passions. And like you mentioned, there's a whole wide range of ages that are involved in 4-H. We have some close to 10-year members that we've talked to, and we've had some younger kids earlier in their years. One of the people that we talked to was actually a fourth-year 4-H'er who was in high school. So even though she got involved late, it's still nice to see so many people involved in the scene.
They're in an advantageous spot geographically, too. I think, you know, these families know that where they're located for those next opportunities for these kids, University of Illinois, Indiana State, Lakeland College with the Votech program there that they've got, if somebody wanted to go that route. And of course, you know, all those great ag schools. You've got Illinois State not too far away. So, you know, Paris and Edgar County as a whole really is in that sweet spot to where you have a lot of options open. And for that next move, whenever you're wrapping up your high school career, your 4-H career, if you wanted to continue a career in agriculture, it's a great spot to be in. And I think that's instilled in these young 4-H'ers early on. And we've seen just how many of them have carried themselves, you know, with such maturity out here. You know, you're talking with some of these 9, 10, 11-year-old kids, and it's like talking to somebody that's a college-level person because they're so well-spoken. They've had those experiences. They've been able to present. They've been able to be in front of people. That doesn't faze them at all. They are definitely born and raised to be the viable leaders of tomorrow.
And you were talking about presenting things, which is a perfect segue to get into some of the stuff that's going on today at the Edgar County Fair as the next event on the docket at 1 p.m. We are in Illinois. If the Indiana listeners want to come over, keep in mind the time change. 1 o'clock is the master showmanship. That is the big accomplishment for anyone showing an animal.
Yes, absolutely, because what you're doing, you've seen at some of the other fairs, you've got the kids showing the animals, and it may not be the animal they're familiar with, but they're going to show across the board, going from sheep to cattle to swine, and doing it in a short time, like you're going on the fly there. And that's something that I know that we've talked on several occasions. Weather plays into that. If it's hot, the animals and how they react to somebody that they may have not worked with or worked with a whole lot. In some instances, they have worked with them, because if you're going for showmanship, you're not going to go in there flying blind. You're going to have at least a little bit of experience with some of these animals. But we've seen instances where they've had to change on the fly, and the animal that they've had to work with, they're getting acquainted with here just minutes before the performance. It's happened. Definitely don't want that. You want them to be comfortable. But with the heat and with the possibility of hotter weather throughout the day today, that could be a very interesting contest come this afternoon, because that's right in the thick of the heat of the day there.
Closing out the evening activities on the 4-H side of the fair at 5:30 is when the livestock auction buyers will check in at the show ring. At 5:45, they'll give a recognition to the 10-year 4-H members, and at 6 o'clock, kicks off the livestock auction, as well as the release of the general projects for the 4-H kids to pick them up. Also happening in the evening at the Edgar County Fair, which at 6:30 p.m. is the Junkyard Autocross. Today, the fair is also Republican Day. On the other side of the coin, we had Democrat Day yesterday, so it makes it fair that we have Republican Day today. And opening at 5 p.m. is the Connor Family Amusements, with that armband being sold to get you unlimited rides from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Well, it's important that we want to point out what's going to be coming up here all the rest of the week, too. Coming up tomorrow night, the TNA Bucking Bulls Rodeo. They've got the truck and tractor pull coming up on Friday night. And then they've got the Open Hog Show on Saturday. That's in the 4-H show ring, but it's the open show. And then they've got Demolition Derby coming up on Saturday evening at 6 p.m. Beer Tent Friday and Saturday. They've also got Pick Sticks, the band, in the cattle barn at 8 p.m. on Saturday night. Of course, earlier in the week, last weekend, they had Mitchell Tenpenny and Austin Snell in concert here, so that was their local concert entertainment. They do things a little differently than what Georgetown does. They have the concert on the first weekend, the Demolition Derby on the second weekend here, where it's flip-flop up the road in Georgetown. But we missed the Bear Hollow Wood Carvers last couple of nights here at the Edgar County Fair. I think that'd be something that you'd probably be
I was going to say, that's a shame, because I think that would be very cool to watch all of the craftsmen and their precision with the tools and all the different sculptures that could be made.
There's a lot of different things that they've got out here. You're just going to want to come out and check it out.
Be sure to come out still today, because there's still more time left and there's still more action here at the Edgar County Fair, and we will have all the coverage right here on WITY.